settle this little debate I've been having with some people. When you start eating a dim sim, do you start at the open end or the closed end?
Open end.
Really? I do the closed end.
Really?
Because I like leaving the crunchiest part until last.
That makes sense. No, I like to just, I don't want to delay gratification. Give me the crunch.
Interesting.
Hi, you're listening to Ingredipedia, the food podcast with Australia's most questionable filling.
Good one.
My name's Ben Birchall. I'm joined by Emily Naismith. Em, it's our Dim Sim episode.
It is. I'm so excited. I'm sorry we didn't cover them last week in our fish and chip episode, but we love them so much, we need to give them their own space.
Well, let's do that.
Let's fight about Dim Sims. So, Ben, have you been to Maui?
I have. I know where this is going.
Really?
Because the term Maui oysters comes up in my fact as well. It's not central to it, but I only learnt it this week.
Okay. Well, I'm lucky I'm getting in first.
You are.
So you haven't explored the delicacies.
Of Maui.
Of Maui. Like physically.
Are there...
You've done some...
Well, you say delicacies. Are there more than... Well, is there more than one Maui delicacy?
Well. You know what a Maui lobster / Maui oyster / even Maui prawn is.
Oh, well.
They're the different names. Or okay. Maui cray.
Oh.
As well. So, yeah, I mean, I can't surprise you anymore. I was expecting you not to know, but basically it's a dim sim, a frozen dim sim, halved lengthways and cooked on the barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sorry you didn't surprise me.
Yeah. Hopefully we surprise the listeners.
Yeah, but also hopefully I get to try one.
Yep, okay. You will. You will.
Great.
So I don't have a barbecue. I've got a toasted sandwich press, which will act as a barbecue.
Close
I'm not going to close it.
It's
I'm
like
not
a
gonna
hot close plate. It.
I've got some dim sims here that I've been keeping in my little cooler bag, and I'm going to try and halve them lengthways.
How important is it that, so you start frozen? Do they have to start frozen?
Well, according to Urban Dictionary, the definition of a Maui oyster is marathon brand frozen dim sim, sliced in half lengthways and cooked on the barbecue, also known as the Maui lobster and Mo Cray, originated in Melbourne. And their use in a sentence, want some salad with your Maui oysters? So, I'm just cutting some dim sims in half. They've thawed slightly. These are on the little barbecue, but while they're cooking, I want to cover some history.
Okay, sure.
But I don't want to step on your toes, Ben. I know this is your thing.
No, no.
Don't want to throw the world off its axis by talking history.
Let's talk about the Civil War. Go. Dim Sims, invented in the Civil War by General Robert E. Lee. No?
I don't even know enough to make a joke about that. So okay. Let's just go keep going. Basically, in Australia in the 1940s, Chinese restaurants and tea houses served dim sum. So we've talked about this before. They're the kind of dumplings on small dishes.
Yeah.
And the most popular kind of dim sum was shumai, those open-topped pork dumplings. So, you know celebrity chef Elizabeth Chong?
Mm. Yep, she used to be on Bert Newton all the time.
And oh, that's where I know her face from.
Yeah. She's very much loved.
Yes, okay. Love a sick day watching Bert Newton.
Oh, so good. Okay. Belvedere. It was just perfect.
So her dad, William Wing Young, wanted to mass produce snacks to sell at the footy, and he had a factory where he would make shumai by hand, and then Elizabeth Chong's words, elderly men would take them to the races and the footy and sell them from their caravans.
Mm.
But shumai wasn't easy for the bogan Australian footy crowds to pronounce, so William called them dim sims, which is a regional Cantonese dialect version of dim sum, and they were steamed. Always steamed. But one day, Elizabeth's brother Tom was sent out on a delivery with a box of dim sims to take to some men who were selling them near Cheltenham from their caravans. But on the way, he decided to stop. He stopped at a fish and chip shop to visit his friend in Mordialloc, and he asked his friend Joe if instead of having fish and chips, he wanted to try the dim sims. But there was no way to steam a dim sim at the fish and chip shop.
In old school fish and chip shops.
So they got chucked in the deep fryer. And that was the birth of the fried dimmy.
I love it. It's such a Melbourne story.
Yeah. So all this info is from the Australian Good Food Guide article by Laura Rancy. But there's also a really great episode of Adam Lior and Poling Yao's SBS TV show Great Australian Bites on Dim Sims, and they actually interview Elizabeth Chong about her family's invention, and it's really sweet and really wholesome. And basically when Tom deep fried these Dim Sims, the whole box of Dim Sims were sold out by the next day.
Mm.
And like, we've been unstoppable ever since. And now I'm barbecuing Dim Sims in the studio. Like, yeah, I think our Moe lobsters are done, Ben.
All right.
I'll give you one.
Yeah.
This might be hot.
Ooh,
careful.
Yeah. Oh yeah, hot, hot, hot.
Are they cooked through?
They're cooked through, yeah. Well, you're adding an element of caramelization to the meat.
Yeah.
I'm going to say meat because we don't really know what it is. It's, I think on most Dim Sims, like the deep fried, like Marathon Foods, it just says meat. Like it might be beef, might be mutton.
I think it said beef. But there's a little bit of crunch, which a steamed Dim Sim usually doesn't have, which is a nice textural thing. But having said that, the skin is also a little bit dry. Skin, it could do with some of that steam.
You know what? It could use, and maybe, we've gone, well, yeah, soy sauce, but also we've gone straight onto a dry grill.
Mm.
If you're cooking this on a hot plate that's had some snags on it, that's had maybe a chop or two on it, that's maybe had like a real fatty supermarket hamburger or a couple of rissoles on it, the fat content, because actually, given how fatty you expect Dim Sims to be, it's not quite, pulling out enough of the grease to really, particularly on the skin side, not on the meat side. The skin side could use a bit more grease.
I think that's what you need, because on the Moe Lobster Appreciation Society Facebook page, lots of the pictures have like the cross section. I mean, the middle bit of the Dim Sim is like black. So I think that is like the remnants of barbecue's past.
That's what you need, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, steamed, fried, Moe lobstered, they're still delicious.
They're all good.
Got to your food.
Emily, thank you for bringing the history of Dim Sims up. It is, as we mentioned, like it's such a Melbourne invention.
Yeah.
It's the collision between Chinese Australian, Greek Australian fish and chip shop owners. It was William Chen Wing Young colliding with fish and chip shops, and hey presto, we've got this international sensation, the Dim Sim. We also know that Ken Cheng's South Melbourne Market Dim Sims brought a new girth and size to Dim Sims that have kind of become the benchmark. They're kind of what I look for now.
Yeah, they're so good.
But did you know that there is a competitor for the best Dim Sim in Melbourne and therefore the world? And it is not from Chinatown. It is not from South Melbourne Market.
From Moe.
It is not from Moe.
Okay.
that Dim Sim is so beloved by the locals of the area that there has been a 7-year campaign to erect a big Dim Sim in the suburb that it comes from.
No, I don't know about this.
The suburb I'm talking about is Watsonia.
Okay.
That's where born and I grew up until I was 24 years old. And the campaign for the Big Dim Sim has been spearheaded by a local news service. Okay, like it's a satirical local news service called the Watsonia Bugle. But I caught up with the Bugle's founder and editor, who has asked to remain anonymous. Because he breaks some big stories out in the Watsonia region.
Is it still a thing? The Watsonia?
It's on hiatus, but we wanted to talk about the satirical website's Very Real campaign and the Dim Sim that inspired it. I guess my first question is, why does Watsonia deserve the big Dim Sim?
Well, in my slightly biased opinion, one of our local restaurants makes the best dim sim in the world, which is the first article that we ever wrote about the dim sim. It's the Noodle Station, which is on Watsonia Road there. And, it's like a bigger dim sim. So, obviously, I'm sure you guys will break down the two different sizes. This is like what most people would call a South Melbourne dim sim. Steamed only. They don't do fried option. And so when I moved back to Watsonia just over 10 years ago now, we started going there and having these dim sims, like these are the best dim sims in the world. Aussies like to say that we have the best things in the world, even though
always.
I've only been to a couple of countries, And then extension of that, with the Bugle, always looking for things to write about. That Australia has the obsession with big things, you know, big banana, the big merino. Every town now seems to have them. And I was like, well, what better to have under the power lines there on Watsonia Road than a giant big dim sim with a bit of soy sauce coming down the top? And so my rudimentary Photoshop skills were put to test. I was like, I had to go and buy a dim sim from the noodle station and set up a little photo shoot in the backyard.
So that's a real noodle station dim sim in the
yes, in the it is. And my dog was like sniffing around. He's like, he wanted a piece because they're really good dim sims, obviously. And
it did capture the public attention, has to be said.
Yeah.
Through multiple posts, it was very highly engaged with on social media. What was some of the support that people felt for the big dim sim?
There was a lot. Like, it was probably one of our best ranked articles that we've ever done. People just reference it now, like in there's a Watsonia Facebook community group, which was a real treasure trove of content for the Bugle for a while. You know, it's the usual neighborhood community group where, you know, lost cat or what's that noise or why is the helicopter buzzing around? Yes. And every now and then, yeah, people will just mention the giant dim sim. It's like it's sort of just become part of the discussion. And the other one that we tried to or successfully got off the ground was talking about having a wine bar, which we now actually have a wine bar. So I was like, that was kind of the dream. You know, I ticked one of my bingo card items and now I just need to get the dimmy over the line. But so there's still hope.
just back to the dim sims themselves for a moment. What is it about the Noodle Station dim sim in particular? Why did it capture your attention?
Yeah. Well, I think initially, like, size does matter. You guys do a food podcast, I'm sure. You can go too big, but and I hadn't really had a lot of South Melbourne dim sims at that point. Now they're a lot more common north of the Yarra, but so that was part of it. But I've now then had the South Melbourne dim sims, and I just think that they're a little bit overrated, which could be, you know, Melbourne has the Great Divide of the Yarra River, and if I say that in the wrong neighbourhoods, I could get myself into a bit of trouble. But, I have tried them, and I think the South Melbourne dim sim is a little bit too heavy on the, I don't even know what the, I'm really unqualified to speak on a podcast, the skin. I'm going to call it the skin. Yep. There's probably a better term for it.
No, skin's right.
And I think it's a bit too thick, is in my opinion. And I think that the ratio of the Watsonia Noodle Station dim sim is perfect.
So just on the campaign for the Big Dim Sim.
Yeah.
I noticed there was a 2019 Facebook poll. The approval for Noodle Station Dim Sims was only sitting at 44%. Does that worry you? Do you think that'll get in the way of the campaign ongoing? Or
I think we need bipartisan support. I'm not really into politics, but that's kind of what we need, isn't it? Because everything now is being politicized. Actually, the local MP did retweet at some point saying that he would get behind it, but then had in brackets said sort of, kind of, like wink face. I'm like, well, come on, man.
come on.
Politicians break promises all the time. Can you just just give us something? But so I just feel like if someone really wants to advance their career and make a name for themselves, with social media and clickbait stuff, like if I saw that pop up on a mainstream media page, I'd be clicking that for sure, you know. And they could really ride that wave of momentum. I'm not too sure.
It's a path to political victory is dim sim shaped, according to the Watsonia Bugle. Well, the Watsonia Bugle, as we will refer to you for secrecy reasons. Thank you so much for joining us on Ingridipedia.
No worries. Thanks very much, Ben.
All right, that was our Dim Sim episode. You can vote for whose Dim Sim fact you found the most interesting on our Instagram. It's Ingridipedia. We'll see you next week for the third episode in our deep fried deep dive. That one's on potato chips.
It's going to be some crunchy times coming up.